it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In local college football, Temple with a big home game today. The 2-0 Owls will host number 13 Oklahoma at noon at the Link. Then the Villanova football team will really have its hands full later in the afternoon as the Wildcats step up to a level to take on number 2 Penn State at 3:30. Matt Leon has a preview.
The Wildcats are coming off a 24-17 win over Colgate in their season opener last weekend. Now, Villanova competes at the FCS level, so stepping up to FBS to play the number 2 ranked team in the country in Penn State is obviously a big lift. But Villanova head coach Mark Ferrante says his team is looking forward to the challenge.
Ideally, we want to go in there and compete our tail off, play hard. I know our guys will be excited to be there. I know they'll give maximum effort. And if we can keep it close heading into the fourth quarter, and then you get a team like this maybe second-guessing themselves, you never know what could happen.
Penn State 2-0 in the early going with victories over Nevada and FIU to its credit. Now, Villanova made this trip to Beaver Stadium back in 2021, losing to the Nittany Lions 38-17. Matt Leon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.